Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the Leo P. Flynn Gallery inside SDPB's Sioux Falls Studios. We've got a live studio audience, so thank you for stopping by. And we have Moment in Sound, and it is Eric Holm back again for another Moment in Sound, although this is your first time in the big space here at the Sioux Falls Studio. Eric, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori. I'm so happy to be here.
And for our radio listeners who can't see, we also have in the studio with is this a banjo? What is this instrument? Okay, Dr. Rick Holm is with us, Eric's father, in case you did not know that.
Homemade banjo.
It's a little bit, describe this instrument for radio people.
Well, it's a wooden banjo made from a kit from Music Makers in Minnesota. And, you know, it's smooth and perfect, and the capo, or the
headstock.
The head thing is made as a silhouette of our young son, Preston, who's not here right now, but... So it's just kind of a homemade outfit. I had to jam a thing in here to make it work. You know, it's
How long have you had this instrument?
Oh, Preston's 30 and it's been since he was 8.
Wow. So. Nice. So you kind of grew up around music, Eric, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's always been a part of our life. And, I took piano lessons as a young kid. And then for Christmas one year, I got a guitar. Although there's also a picture of me as a little kid with a little toy guitar. And that's a pretty fun photo, too.
All right. So tell us about, Eric, your current album.
Well, I'm coming out with a self-titled debut album. It's called Eric Holm. And I made it in Brooklyn. It's 10 original songs. And it's available now on Bandcamp. That's an online service that lets artists sort of be in charge of everything. It's going to come out soon on all the other services, you know, Spotify.
So if you want to get it, you go to bandcamp.com?
That's right, Dad.
All right. Well, let's hear a little taste of music. What will you play for us first, please?
Well, we'll start with a song that's a little bit... I'm glad to have Dad here because it's a song about ethics, and it's sort of inspired by medical ethics. And as a little kid, I would often hear about... that sort of trio of ethics that Dad talks about: help us to be kind, and help us to be honest, and help us to be better people tomorrow. Help us to respect other people's choices. This idea of kindness, honesty, and respecting other people's autonomy is this medical ethic. Well, so I was thinking about ethics in this frightening age, and thinking about how different professions have different ethical codes. So a journalist has a different code than a doctor, and a judge has a different code, but each has a code that they swear to and that they uphold in their own work, even when it's not easy. And other people, they don't have that. So that's what this song is about. It's called "A Person Has Gotta Have a Code." Old folks physician, a small town doc, she gathered the family to talk. She said, "I'm sorry to say it, but I'm sworn not to lie. Your father is gonna die. Well, it must be a comfort when you tell a hard truth, to know it's the thing you must do. Like a good pair of headlights on a long country road, a person has gotta have a code. A DC reporter on a midnight call, she learns who is taking the fall. And if they learn who her source is, he's out of a job, not to mention the Russian mob. When they're angry and desperate and threatening you, well, it's damn good to know what to do. Like a good pair of headlights on a long country road, a person has gotta have a code. Well, it's sorrowful, strange, and it sure isn't funny that some people's codes are just ego and money. I think it must feel like a forest at night, getting lost in the woods with no light. She walks into her courtroom, and everyone stands. The choosing is in her good hand. She says, I made my decision. I come to what I must say, and I'm halting this action today. Well, I find it a comfort in this frightening age. Different codes seem to find the same page. Like a good pair of headlights on a long country road, a person has gotta have a code. Yep. A person that's gotta have a code.
Eric Holm today, yes. Broadcasting live from the Leo P. Flynn studio, we have Moment in Sound with Eric Holm and Dr. Richard Holm there on banjo and backup as well. So, Eric, do you have an artistic code when you think about that? As an artist, is that something that you contemplate?
It's a really good question. Yeah, I mean, I think that the artist's job in society. Mary Oliver has this amazing thing about when you fly across the country, you don't want your pilot to be having a revelation. You want your pilot to be having a normal day, and everything is smooth, and everything is the same thing they've done 100 times. A surgeon is maybe a similar thing. That there are people that we want to go about their work in a relaxed, calm, normal manner, that they make the world go round. But the great poet Mary Oliver, who I think we lost this year, she says, poets and artists, we don't make the world go round, we make the world go forward. And so when I think about, you know, what is an artist's ethical code, it has to do with telling the truth and sometimes telling a difficult truth, and doing it with your whole self instead of making some logical argument. It's not about brain-to-brain communication. It's more mysterious than that. Spirit to spirit, maybe, or soul to soul. So it's a good question. There's not a firm ethical code, and certainly you look at the history of art, and there are plenty of unethical people. But my work as a songwriter has to do with, I think, communicating with people that that I might not otherwise communicate with.
Have there been times, you know, and I'm thinking, and maybe you could tell that story again for people who don't know,
yeah,
about kind of getting your start and figuring out that this is country music that I want to play and who my audience might be, and after you tell that story, connect that to this idea of a code in the sense that, you know, do you have a responsibility? Do you have something to overcome criticism? Do you feel a sense of, this is a big deal, what I'm about to do?
Yeah. I trained as a theater person, and I was an actor first, and then I moved to New York City to be a director. And after grad school, as a director, I was making a lot of experimental performance art and kind of niche avant-garde stand-up comedy. I was helping host that at the art space that we were doing. And after the election of 2016, where I realized I didn't know a single person that that thought the president was going to win, or that thought that that would be a good idea, I realized that I was really in a bubble, you know, and that a part of the challenge of our current moment is that we, I think we all, on all sides of the political spectrum, know how to amplify the voices that we agree with, and we know how to ignore and turn away from the voices that we don't. And I realized that I was making art that I believed in, but I wasn't making it for an audience that I believed in. Do you know what I mean? I was making an art for an audience that was quite like me, which is to say radical, queer, left-wing people. And so that was right around the time I was kind of separately, kind of organically falling in love with country music. And I realized, okay, country music is a medium for bridge building, for communication, where someone like me can speak to people that are not like me. And I realized, you know, the people that I want to be my audience are not fellow radicals in the city, but queer kids in red states. And Christians in red states who feel that, whoa, this is not the Christianity that I believe in, that my Christianity has been co-opted by people who believe in money. And, you know, I see the decline of the Republican Party or the corruption of the right wing as this unholy alliance between money people and Christians, and there's another kind of spirituality that doesn't believe in that kind of alliance. And then I opened the floodgates. I wrote this song called Dolly and Jesus, saying, you know, you can't keep Dolly. Dolly's for everyone. And you don't own Jesus. Jesus is for everyone. And that sort of got me going on this idea of radical queer country music. And I wrote a song called Queer Kids in Red States. And I got going on this idea. I would note that not everybody knows what the word queer means. It sort of used to be a slur. And it has over the years become an umbrella term for the whole LGBT Q community. And I'm not an L, G, or a T. I'm a B. I'm a bisexual person. So I started thinking, okay, my job as an artist is, my code maybe as an artist is to maybe break out of my comfort zone of Brooklyn and go home to South Dakota and write some songs about the prairie, and write songs about an old folks physician, a small town doc, you know, and start speaking to, certainly to city people. I think they're down with what I'm trying to say, but also to use the music and use the, I don't know, I think the beauty of a pedal steel guitar and of the high harmony of country music as a way to build bridges, to talk to people who might not agree with everything I have to say, but recognize that I'm coming from a loving place.
And have you learned and changed your own opinions as you stepped out of your bubble? Because you're not in that echo chamber where you're just hearing. So you're meeting people in a different venue who maybe are like, oh, that's how I feel too, which is more affirmation of what you already believe. Are you also meeting people and receiving things that say, you know, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about these people that I was sort of making into an other. I see that they're not other anymore. How have you changed from stepping out of that bubble, not only to use your voice, but to listen?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite idea from high school, like piece of wisdom, comes from choir. Listen louder than you sing. I guess my politics haven't necessarily changed a lot. If anything, as we watch, I think, you know, the way that our leadership has really been an embarrassment to our country. It has solidified some of my opinions, but in other ways, I'm just reminded that, like, we're all in this together, you know? And as a kid, I couldn't wait to get out of South Dakota, you know? I just wanted city people stuff. I wanted punk rock. I wanted show tunes. And then at one point, one summer, I was home in South Dakota, and I looked out into the distance at the horizon line, and I just thought, like, no, this is my place too. I'm both, you know. I'm both a city person and a country person, and I think a lot of people agree with that or can relate to that. Some people talk about how Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton are wildly popular in strange parts of the world that you wouldn't think would care about country music, but a lot of those songs are about longing for your old home, longing for your old country home when you didn't have to worry about the rat race and the 9-to-5 and the stress. In New York, we call it the hustle. And there's something about how country people know how to gaze off into the sunset or the sunrise. I did have a comment once from a guy who posted a song that I wrote, or I think from the time I was here with you, Lori. We released Dolly and Jesus and Tomato Christmas last year. And he said, well, this guy's a little bit more radical than I'm comfortable with, but I sure do like this song. And that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to do is let's not dismiss each other, you know. Let's find a way. At the same time, if you are advocating for the death of people or for the, you know, then you're my enemy. Now, the teacher tells us that we can love our enemies. You know, maybe the best thing I can do for my enemies is to sing them a pretty song and tell them that I need their ears. I need them to see me as a human, even though I'm a radical queer.
You mentioned staring off into the horizon. So let's sing the next song. Tell us a little bit about this before we go.
Well, this is the last song on the record, and it's called Horizon Line Guy. And this one's, you know, not so political, except to say that sometimes when we are in pain, I think, as people, be it heartbreak or sickness, be it an injury or some chronic thing, or sometimes what is helpful to us is to kind of zoom out and remind ourselves that we're small, that this planet is a speck in the universe, that this moment in time is a millisecond in the shape of the history of time. And sometimes that kind of beautiful smallness can give us some comfort. Okay, here's the song. Horizon Line Guy. Oh, I'm a horizon line guy. Take a look in the distance, the endless sky. Oh, I grew up on the prairie, so your quiet won't scare me or make me shy. So please don't fence me in. Goodbye, what might have been. Again and again we make ourselves fine. My thanks, horizon line. Well, that line, she's a vision so ancient. We're so young on the planet. It's a humble in me. Oh, goddess, may this little blue spaceship make it through till the mountains shall crumble to the sea. So please don't fence me in. Old blue, she's still in spin again. And again, we make ourselves fine. My thing's horizon line. Oh, I'm
a horizon line guy. Take a look in the distance, the endless sky.
That song, Horizon Line Guy, off of Eric Holmes' self-titled debut album. You can find it on Bandcamp, ericholmmusic.bandcamp.com. We'll put a link up on our website as well. Let's go right into our final song and our remaining moments together.
Well, this is a new one that won't be found on the record, and it's it has to do with the fight against cancer. And I call it a love song to my parents. My mom's here, and she's a pediatric nurse practitioner taking care of the very young people. And my dad here, who's singing with me, is a physician who takes care of old folks, among others. And the song is about mortality, and it's called Sickness and Health. I hope you like it. Well, all of my life, my dad was a doctor, and an anxious family would want to know what he'd say. But now we're all leaning on other physicians to get the latest in treatment that they're trying today. Well, I come from a land where the men can be guarded, but with the country song, you can take care of yourself. Say it with word, you can say it with music. You're surrounded by love and in sickness and health. Well, nobody breathing is gonna make it out alive. Part of being an earthling is passing away. And my parents take care of the coming and the going. Yeah, my dad helps the crying, and my mom the baby. It's a song for the body and a song for the spirit. Both the sick and the healthy, you gotta take care of yourself. Song for the patients and for the caregivers. You're surrounded by love and in sickness and health. Well, even though we all gotta go, well, you know, death ain't fair. And the medicine can make your hair fall out and get you hurting everywhere. And you ought to know we love you so well, I think that you're aware. And don't you know how does that old song go? We don't love you for your
Well, it's hard to feel lucky with the wrong diagnosis, but we're honestly working with the best of the best. So with my musical self-care, I'll sing for universal health care, because not everybody is so lovingly blessed.
Well, I'm sad and I'm frightened, but I ain't unenlightened. And even when you're gone, you're still gonna be yourself. It's true when you're living, gonna be true when you're dying. You're surrounded by love in sickness and health. You're surrounded by loving in sickness and health.
Eric Holm, you can find his new album at ericholmmusic.bandcamp.com. Dr. Rick Holm, you can find Life's Final Season online and at Zambros. And will the CDs be available at Zambros in downtown?
And the CDs will be available at Zambros within the month.
Within the month. So check that out. Come back anytime. We really appreciate it. It's been a great pleasure to have you here again.
Thank you so much, Lori.